You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
This is The Takeaway, and certainly this was a moment for African-American voters to drive an election in large turnout numbers in places like Pennsylvania and Florida. But African-Americans were just part of the story, by no means the whole story of the get-out-the-vote operation of the Obama campaign. It was very successful, and how it was successful says something about tactics, but also strategy. And we wondered what this election means for the identity of the GOP. Looking forward, we're joined now by Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Professor, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
So every time an election result delivers a disappointment, there's always the question of identity for the losing party. In this particular case, are there specific takeaways for the challenges regarding the identity of the Republican Party for the next 2 and 4 years?
Well, sure. What we saw was that the Republicans primarily benefited from white, male, older voters, while Democrats did extraordinarily well with Latino voters, women voters, college-educated, younger Americans, and African Americans. And what's becoming clear is Republicans can't do well in the Electoral College unless they win some of these other votes. And Republicans are narrowing who they appeal to, and I don't think it's a model that can last forever.
In some ways, it's developing arguments that actually apply to some of those constituencies, because it seems to me the Democrats didn't have very persuasive arguments to make to Latinos necessarily, or women, or even African-Americans who are unemployed. And we've certainly heard from some disgruntled African-Americans. But what they were able to do was say, you're more like us than you are like them. The GOP is somehow the other to these constituencies, and that's got to change.
Yeah, part of it is a perception, it's identification. Part of it is a negative response to policy. So I think Latino voters were not responding enthusiastically to President Obama so much as negatively to the anti-immigrant, sometimes nativist strand of the Republican Party that has been pretty pronounced in places like Arizona. They were responding to the voter ID laws that many Republicans supported and the statements about abortion from two Senate candidates. So the negative, I think, drove some of these voters into the other party as much as any positive sense of what Democrats had to offer.
You know, some Republicans have told us today that the primary impact of the Tea Party is basically to say to the national GOP, we can afford to lose a few Senate races if they're not ideologically the sort of level of conservatism that we want. And we certainly saw that yesterday.
Well, it's true, but that might run its course, meaning the Tea Party might demand and insist on ideological purity and argue that in the long run, that's better for a party. But what we've seen over the last few years is control of the Senate has escaped the Republicans, in large part because of Tea Party candidates in this election and in 2010 who were too far to the right. And if anything, Mitt Romney, you know, almost won or did a lot better in October when he distanced himself from the Tea Party, not move closer to them. So they have that argument, but a political party needs to win in the long run. And if they're not winning, they're not going to allow one faction to completely control what they do.
But Julian Zelizer, you know, we also heard a pretty powerful argument from a Tea Party leader in the state of Iowa who said, they always say this, we need to go towards the center, and the Republican mainstream has given us Bob Dole and John McCain, and I'm telling you, that's not acceptable. Things are going to have to change. They do have a point.
Well, they have a point, but parties are not about ideological purity. They're about building coalitions. So the Tea Parties can make that argument. They could point to failed candidates that the non-Tea Party elements of the GOP have been able to push forward. But they have to argue not only will we be ideologically pure, but we can build a big coalition that could win in this electoral college. And thus far, I haven't heard or seen the candidate who can do that.
So would the Tea Party movement becoming a third party be a help to the GOP, or would that further hurt and shrink the GOP's appeal to its base?
I think that would probably hurt, especially if elections continue to be narrow. I think what Republicans need is a candidate like Ronald Reagan who could speak to the right and who could appeal to them, but who also is not totally one of them and who can appeal to the center and, more importantly, who can attract new constituencies into the Republican Party rather than continuing to play to the existing coalition.
So you really see this as a candidate challenge, not an organizational sort of operational challenge for the Republican Party?
I think this is an organizational challenge that's existed since the 60s. And the difference in some elections have been great candidates who are able to overcome the divisions and unify the party rather than the party somehow sorting people out. I think that's just the way it's worked.
Finally, the numbers on Latino voters going overwhelmingly for the Democrats, that's got to be the real headline for the GOP today.
Oh, absolutely. States like Colorado and Nevada, it's pretty devastating to lose the Latino vote. And the numbers that they came out in should give pause to the Republicans. I think there's a large part of the Republican Party that wants to liberalize immigration policy, that wants to appeal to them like George W. Bush did. And there's going to be a bit of a battle within the GOP over what to do next.
But there's also an economic argument that the Republicans failed to deliver. And a lot of the numbers suggest that immigration is by no means the only, not even the first issue for Latinos.
Absolutely. Class was important. You know, both two symbols of this campaign. One was the 47% remark by Mitt Romney, and the other was the auto bailout by President Obama. And the auto bailout, in many ways, won the hearts and minds of voters in places like Ohio. And Republicans were perceived as the party of the wealthy, the party of the rich. Republicans can't afford to do that either. They need the Reagan Democrats to win. They need to break into states like Pennsylvania, not simply through rhetoric that appeals to the wealthy.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We want to hear from you as well at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Now that the election is over, I would like to see an equal rights amendment to the Constitution. Equality of rights shall not be denied or abridged on account of sex. I would think that is something that even Republicans and Democrats could agree on.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia, and the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.